This is chapter 10 of the book Why Bother with Jesus by Michael Green. Chapter 10 is Bother Because You Need Him. I don't need Jesus Christ, do I hear you say? He's just for weak characters and who need a crutch in life. Really? Then let me ask you a question or two. Being honest. Do you know a lot of love in your life? Sex, sure, but lasting love. A love that puts up with you when you are being impossible. A love that makes your family a joy to enter. A love which grows as you and your partner get older. A love that overflows to other people in a free, unjudging acceptance. If you haven't got a lot of that in your life, you need to bother about Jesus, for He can provide it. Do you find yourself really fulfilled in life? Many people think that happiness is the result of getting more and more money and possessions. Have you found that doesn't satisfy? Others think that if only you could get fame or power or achieve your ambitions, that will automatically make you happy. Have you discovered that isn't true either? Happiness is a state of mind. Happiness is more or less independent of your outward circumstances. St. Paul wrote, as he lay chained in prison, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice." Philippians 4 verse 4. Could you do that if you were in prison? If not, you need the one who can bring joy like that. It is Jesus. How about relationships? Do you find that you actually do what you set out to do? Treat everyone as you would like them to treat you? Are you even-tempered, thoughtful, kind, giving people the benefit of the doubt? If you find that question hard to answer, ask your wife or husband, your secretary, your workmates or school friends or business colleagues. We seem to be a lot better at relating to things than to people these days. People are so much more unpredictable. If the whole area of relationships is one where you are weak, you need to get acquainted with the expert in the subject, Jesus. He tells us that His new commandment for us is to love one another. He also tells us that He can provide the love within us. It is the first and choicest of the fruits produced by His Spirit, once He is allowed to take root in us. Are you troubled about the future? Or look at it another way. Do you not find the whole question of the future exceedingly perplexing? It makes no difference whether you are in a union or in management, a girl wondering whether to get married and reckoning that one in three marriages pack up will hers, or a boy wondering what to do when he leaves school and perhaps having to start off by joining the dole queue. On any showing, life is difficult and decisions are harrowing. Is there not something to be said for having the personal guidance and care of the one who has been this way before us and knows every snag, every problem? He holds the future in those hands of His. I do not promise you easy answers if you entrust yourself to Him. In many ways, problems get harder. But the joy of having this loving, understanding friend to share them with is something I would not trade for £1 million. Do you have any failings? I wonder if you have any weaknesses that get you down time and again. Or are you perfect like William Weddell Esquire, whose imposing monument stands in Ripon Cathedral to the memory of William Weddell Esquire of Newby, in whom every virtue that ennobles the human mind was united with every elegance that adorns it. This monument, a faint emblem of his refined taste, is dedicated by his widow. We laugh when we see something like that. We know that human beings are not like that. We aren't ourselves, far from it. Do we not need the master carpenter of Nazareth to get to work on the rough wood of our lives and carve in us something of his own lovely character? Are you at peace about your life? There are two other areas which are not often spoken about these days, and yet every man, woman, and child on this earth needs them. A forgiveness that wipes out the past and a life that lasts into the future. I've yet to know anyone who has not got a skeleton or two rattling around the hidden cupboards of his life. And the doctors, the psychiatrist, and the snap out of it brigade cannot get rid of it for us. There are things we have done which we would give anything not to have done. There are guilty acts in our own lives which we ourselves did and meant to do, but of which we are now deeply ashamed. We feel dirty as a result of them, and we do not know how we can get spring cleaned. That is one of our basic needs. And there's an equal need as we live through our 70 years. Life seems endless when we are teenagers. It seems very short in our 50s. And by the time we are 71, we realize we are living on borrowed time. Can this life be all there is? Deep down we feel it can't be. And yet how can we be sure about anything beyond it? Jesus Christ is the only one who can meet these two most universal of all needs. His death on the cross wiped out our sins. When he looks at the very things we feel we can never forget and can never forgive ourselves, for he says, "Your sins and your iniquities I will remember no more." Jeremiah 31 verse 34. And happy is the man whose transgressions are forgiven and whose sin is covered. Psalm 32 verse 1. And there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Romans 8 verse 1. And he has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. 1 Peter 3:18. Where else do you get an offer like that? The last paragraph is titled Eternal Life. The whole purpose of his coming to earth was to make eternal life a possibility for us. Eternal life does not start when you are dead. It starts before you are dead, or else it does not start at all. This is eternal life, to know the only true God and Jesus Christ to me as sent, said Jesus. John 17 verse 3. St. John put it with great simplicity. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son does not have life. 1 John 5 verse 12. Eternal life is not an added quantity of life, but a new quality of life, such as a young man senses when he gets his first motorcycle, or a young woman on her wedding day. A new dimension to living seems to have opened up. That is how it is when Jesus Christ comes into our lives. Eternal life begins then and carries on through death forever in the company of the Lord we love. Okay then, if you don't want eternal life and don't see the need for forgiveness, I can understand you saying, why bother with Jesus? That is your decision. He will respect it. He never forces himself on anybody. That is not love's way. But if, in addition to the need for moral strength, deep satisfaction, a life full of love, his guidance, and the ability to develop really caring relationships with others, you are aware of these two great needs, of forgiveness and eternal life, I can tell you one thing. Nobody will be able to give them to you but Jesus. If you don't bother about him, it will be pointless to bother about them.